Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 356 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Kendra Copeland. Thank you, Kendra.
Thank you, Kendra.
Today, we will be discussing part two of chapter 20 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Xenophilius Lovegood. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to fish for freshwater plimpies through the details.
That was almost like a tongue twister.
It was a little hard.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
I don't know what to do.
Classic.
I'm not in the mood for a classic.
I know. It's time for a recap. You needed something and I delivered.
Thank you for helping me. Yeah.
Okay, but for the next episode, you have to create a song like James would. So you have that. You have an entire episode to think about it.
Okay. Yeah, think about it.
Okay.
All right, recap. Dirty looks and taboo. That was basically last episode. Hermione is speaking to Ron only through dirty looks. And we find out from Ron that Voldemort's name is taboo. Means if you say his name, he's gonna get you. And while Hermione refuses to talk to Ron, Harry and him catch up on everything that happened while they were apart. Harry is struggling with the snatcher wand he got from Ron. It just won't do magic the way his wand would. Hermione comes up with a plan that shocks Harry. She wants to go see Xenophilius Lovegood about the mark he was wearing at the wedding, and Ron very enthusiastically agrees.
Shocking. All right, so Hermione is very insistent that this is so important, and she's desperate for Harry to join her in this adventure that she blatantly tells him something that she doesn't actually believe in order to get him to come with her. So she says, quote, but don't you think if it was, like, something that Dumbledore put in, Dumbledore would have told me, I'm sorry, restart. This is Harry.
I know what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
I've been there, it's all good.
But don't you think if it was, Dumbledore would have told me about it before he died? Maybe it's something you need to find out for yourself, said Hermione with a faint air of clutching at straws. Yeah, said Ron sycophantically. That makes sense. No, it doesn't, snaps Hermione. So awesome. And I love this moment, man. Because she's so angry at Ron still that she has no energy to even entertain him being on her side for anything right now.
Right.
Like, she's like, no, I'm talking to Harry. You shut up.
Like, don't agree with me. Don't yeah. even look my way. Mm-hmm. Don't breathe my air. So she goes with more of a reasonable, like response and reason for going. She says, quote, "But I think we ought to talk to Mr. Lovegood, a symbol that links Dumbledore, Grindelwald, and Godric's Hollow. Harry, I'm sure we ought to know about this." And like that is more reasonable because yes, it does. It is cropping up like everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so Ron's like, yeah, no, let's vote. He's like, who says go to the Lovegoods? And his hand is like immediately up and the corner of Hermione's mouth twitches. Mm-hmm. She wants to laugh, but you know.
He's breaking through.
He is.
Chipping away.
Just keep talking about that little ball of light.
I love right? that part. So she almost smiles. But I really like this dynamic right now because it very quickly changes after this. So after they visit the Lovegoods and hear about the Deathly Hallows for the first time, right? So right now, it's Hermione on the chase for what the Deathly Hallows symbol means. And even though she doesn't even know it's called the Deathly Hallows symbol, right? And soon, it's Harry that can't get this symbol in this story out of his head, and Hermione is the one that's back on Horcruxes. Because Harry goes on to say, "Only once we've seen Lovegood, let's try and look for some more Horcruxes, shall we?" And then if you, like, later on as we read, he's literally obsessed with the Deathly Hallows and possessing them. And so he asks, "Where do the Lovegoods live?" And Ron's like, well, Ron doesn't say that yet, but after this vote, right? This vote that's not really a vote. Ron is immediately like, too bad, so sad. Harry, this is what we're doing. And Harry actually calls him out on this and he goes, "All's fair in love and war. And this is a bit of both," which mm-hmm. is absolutely true. So they apparated out and they were on a hillside with a view of Ottery St. Catchpole. They're looking like for the burrow, like towards that way, even though there's no way they're going to see it, probably because of enchantments. And Ron's like, "Oh, it's so weird being so close and like not going." And Hermione is like, "You were just there for Christmas. Like, basically be quiet." And he's like, "No, I was not there for Christmas." And also, it's kind of Christmas time right now.
It is.
We're like in season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very in season.
Just hang up some garland down here.
I was thinking twinkle lights.
I like that too.
Twinkly garland.
Mm. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Compromise. Mm-hmm.
I think they actually sell it already pre-twinkled.
They do. Target has it.
Pre-twinkle.
Or pre-lit.
No. It's pre-twinkled. So then we find out, you know, I don't know if he told Harry, because he and Harry had had so many conversations about what happened after he had left, like behind Hermione's back a little bit, because she was so sad. And what was, he was the non-mourner at a poorly attended funeral was mm-hmm. how Harry felt. Mm-hmm. But we find out that Ron did not go back to the burrow. He was actually at Shell Cottage, who is the name of Bill and Fleur's new place. And I don't think that we name our houses enough.
You're right.
I agree. What should we name your house?
I don't know.
Like, even in
the common room.
Deal.
It's cute. Even in, like, Delilah Green, that's called Wisteria House. Like, that house has a name.
Maybe, actually, our apartment should be common room because it's smaller.
Okay. Is this Hogwarts?
Yeah. Yeah, and it has a common room in it. You know?
Yeah.
Or could be, no. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Filch's like, place. Come up with? Filch's closet.
Filch's emporium.
Yeah.
Where do they come up with the burrow? You know, like that's so.
It's very weasel. Weasels live in a burrow. Got it. Or it's a burrow. They burrow. I think. What's a burrow?
I think they live.
Right. I know the verb to burrow.
Like a fox burrow. It's literally, yeah, it's like a little undergroundish nest.
A lair.
Yeah.
A weasel lair.
Or not quite underground.
Weasels often live in burrows.
Oh, see, I was right the first time. Look at me knowing things. Look at me.
Anytime.
Michigan Mike, you can leave. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my God. All he said was hi. He comes in so chipper. Hi, everyone. No, get out.
Just kidding. We love you.
Oh, man.
Well, I do. Katie does.
I love his football team. I can like him. So Ron was so ashamed at what he had done by leaving Harry and Hermione that he was seeking some solace, and Bill was there for him in his time of need. Quote, he wasn't impressed when he'd heard what I'd done, but he didn't go on about it. He knew I was really sorry. None of the rest of my family knew I was there. And so they kept walking on for a few hours searching for the Lovegoods. A few hours, though.
Dude, what is this? The Lord of the Rings quest?
Yeah, honestly.
Seriously.
Absolutely. And Harry, this whole time, is hidden under the cloak. And so they came across a deserted cottage that they found, but it didn't really feel like the Lovegoods lived there. Harry's like, I feel like you would just know. And he's right.
He's very right.
He sure would.
He's right. Quote, do you think it's theirs? They've gone away for Christmas, said Hermione, peering through the window at the neat little kitchen with geraniums on the windowsill.
Yeah!
Geraniums!
Hold on. Wasn't there geraniums somewhere in Ireland that were actually pretty?
Yes.
Where were we? At the zoo?
You know, withholding information is the same as lying.
Is it?
Was it at the zoo?
It wasn't on purpose. I swear. I was very distracted. I think I might have been at the zoo.
So I have learned that there are many different types of geraniums. And
Meg, are you learning about prejudice for the first time? Are you learning about prejudice?
No, because I still hate a certain type.
Meg, it's awful.
No, every time I think about the geraniums that I hate, they're a very specific kind.
I know.
But we did see some geraniums in Ireland that were pretty.
I am really proud of you for owning up to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anytime. I'm going to find them.
Irish geraniums.
Irish geraniums.
I don't know. I don't know about all this. I feel very misled. Anywho, there are...
Okay, I see a lot of geraniums in Disney, Sam, and I don't like any of them. Unless...
And they water their flowers.
Unless I'm mistaken and I don't notice some, which I guess I could. We'll see.
I don't know about all these flowers. Geraniums. Anyway, so they disapparate again. A few miles north, and Ron thinks that they have finally found it. Aha! Shouted Ron as the wind whipped their hair and clothes. Ron was pointing upward toward the top of the hill, which they had just appeared, where a most strange-looking house rose vertically against the sky, a great black cylinder with a ghostly moon hanging behind it in the afternoon sky. That's got to be Luna's house. Who else would live in a place like that? It looks like a giant rook. Hermione says, it looks nothing like a bed. And Ron tells her, no, like a chess rook, dummy. He didn't say that. And then I just thought, this is a little shout out to our Sorcerer's Stone chess playing king. Not me. Not Hermione.
Yo. That was really good.
Thanks. But what is a rook if you're talking about beds? It's a member of the something family. What?
What?
I couldn't pronounce it. I still don't know what it says. It's a bird. A rook in England. It's a black-feathered bird distinguished from a similar species by the whitish feathered area on the face. So it's got little white face feathers by its beaky, but like where its eye is, then it turns black.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a crow if a crow dipped its beak in white paint.
It's cute. I like birds, though. I know a lot of people have qualms with them, but I enjoy a dinosaur of present day.
That's cute.
It is cute.
God, it looks, you know what? You know what?
That looks like that awful bird in Ireland that we saw.
Like it was a crow.
Oh my God, I hated it.
So that awful bird.
Okay, we're sitting there eating lunch and like, of course there's birds around. Like they know where the tourist spots are. They know there's food. They're going to try and get food, especially when people leave it. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. They weren't bothering us. They were just around. But there was this one walking around, seemed to be like the head honcho of the crows there.
They're very smart.
I know. But he was making these sounds. And like they weren't bothering me, but it was like, I don't know. I don't even know how to imitate it. But it was like, it sounds like a demon.
It does.
Hate that.
He sounded like he was possessed by the devil.
Like making all these weird sounds.
He was probably telling his friends about you. Look at, get a load of this lady.
I didn't think it sounded as creepy as Meg took it, but
you know. I hated it so much. It was making me nauseous.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry.
They're mainly resident boids. But the northernmost populations may migrate southwards to avoid harsher weather conditions in the wintertime. They flock. They return to their rookeries.
Rookeries.
They live in rookeries.
That's cute.
Oh, gosh. They're pretty cute, though. You know? A rook. Oh, no. Okay, there it is.
Meg, was that you?
Really? I was trying to see if I could find the sounds of the crow.
The sounds
of the of crow. The crow.
All right. So
crowning.
Ron reaches the hilltop first, and he told Hermione that this was indeed the Lovegoods.
There were three hand-painted signs. First said, the Quibble, editor, ex-Lovegood. The second sign said, pick your own mistletoe. And the third said, keep off the dirigible plums. Dirigible plums are like radish type, an orange radish type fruit. And they grew upside down on small bushes. Luna wears these as earrings. Also, apparently, these are in Hogwarts Legacy. There's now Hogwarts Legacy information.
I like that.
In the wiki.
I like that. So, give it all the Jacob sibling crap.
Yeah.
Give me more.
In the 1890s, G. Weasley. I don't know who that is.
Is it? Wait. Is it Ginny's ancestor?
Maybe.
Also, Ginevra.
G. Weasley's neighbor owned some dirigible plums.
Her neighbor? Their neighbor.
And his daughter tossed a garden gnome at them at least twice.
This is...
from Hogwarts Legacy.
The history of...
Pickled dirigible plums were served to students at Hogwarts. It had an acquired taste, but the recipe appeared in a collection of students' favorite recipes in Hogwarts Legacy.
What do you think it tastes like? Do you think it tastes like a plum or a radish?
I bet it tastes like a radish.
I like radishes.
So do I.
They have a bite.
Do you think it's like a sweet radish?
Maybe.
I don't even understand.
Oh, boy.
Jacob's sibling!
Snape told Jacob's sibling that it was supposed to be good for one's health in small doses. And apparently dirigible plums were grown in the Hogwarts greenhouses. There's some etymology. Dirigible means able to be guided. It is most commonly used in conjunction with airships, which have large motors to push them in the desired direction, instead of drifting before the wind as an unpowered balloon must. The word dirigible in the name of these plums could refer to their being shaped like airships or to their guiding the thoughts of the wearer.
Wearer.
If the dirigible plums do in fact have the ability to enhance one's awareness, as the Lovegood family believes, then they could perhaps be considered akin to the knowledge-increasing forbidden fruit, commonly depicted as an apple given to Eve in the Bible. Xenophilius Lovegood has a sign in front of his house telling visitors to stay away from them, which could perhaps be evidence of a symbolic connection between the two, or even an implication that the plums are the original forbidden fruit depicted in the Bible.
I bet it was a dirigible plum.
For sure. I mean, if I was Eve, I would eat that.
It looks very interesting.
You would. You were told by a serpent.
Yeah.
Like, will it not speak Hesher Sasha?
Oh, Hesher Sasha, this dirigible.
The lawn had a zigzagging path that led to the front door with a lot of overgrown and odd plants, one of them being the dirigible plums. Harry also thought that he recognized a snargaluff and gave it a wide berth. Does anyone remember what a snargaluff is?
It's a pod.
They have pods on them, yes. So the snargaluff was a magical plant with the appearance of a gnarled stump, but had dangerous, hidden, thorn-covered vines that attacked when provoked and was usually best handled by more than one person. The plant... What?
It's Jacob's sibling history.
But what ho?
But what happened?
In 1926, we'll find out.
The plant contained green pulsating pods about the size of a grapefruit, which could be extracted. These were then broken open, and the contents, which resembled pale green wriggling tubas.
I hate that.
Tubas. Collected in bowls. Sixth year herbology students at Hogwarts learned to extract these pods, which were best when fresh. The plant was carnivorous and could be fed venison. On December 1st of 1926, the New York Ghost featured a game, Spot the Snargaluff, on page 16 of their Sunset Final Edition. At the end of the 1986-87 school year of Hogwarts, this plant was taught to Jacob's sibling by their house prefect as part of a farewell gift before the prefect graduated.
What a gift.
Toodles.
Also, during the Battle of Hogwarts, snargaluffs come back because Professor Sprout, Peeves, and other students of Hogwarts used snargaluff pods as weapons against the Death Eaters.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So, he thinks that he recognizes this stump as a snargaluff, and he gives it a wide berth so that he doesn't aggravate its vines, because he remembers from last year when he had to help tend to the pods. There's also a little owl. I forgot about this little owl in the leaves. I mean, branches. And it has a flattened hawk-like head, and it is staring down at them.
What kind of owl is that?
Judging them. I don't know.
Flat face owl.
Flattened hawk-like owl. Flattened flat face hawk-like owl.
This guy?
Maybe.
Doesn't look very flat.
No.
What owl has a flat face? A barn owl.
Well, then why didn't you just say barn owl, Harry?
Because maybe he doesn't know his owls.
What about a northern harrier?
Oh.
Aww.
That actually does kind of look hawk-like.
This one has a heart face.
Those are cute.
Mm-hmm. I like those.
A wee owl with big dreams.
I just don't like their legs.
I know.
They like hitch up their pants and they got like.
Yeah, I love their legs.
I didn't know they were like that.
What?
I didn't know they were like that.
Their legs.
I thought they just had cute, stumpy little legs.
I know.
And then one day, you know, someone put out a video.
I know.
I regret what
I've
seen.
It's like they are wearing a dress at all times.
Where do they keep those all the time?
I don't know.
Do they have knees? Are the knees constantly bent? Do they hurt?
They just have long feathers, babe.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Me either, to be honest. So.
You don't like owl legs?
No, they're weird.
Creepy, man.
I like their faces. Owls, honestly, are one of the only birds I like. I think they're cool. I saw an owl once at Disney.
Me too.
I saw an owl once.
It was right outside Space Mountain at night.
Oh my God,
it
was
crazy.
Huge. It was right outside Frontierland when I was closing. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was just chilling there right on the
stoop. Stoop owls. No, it was stoop.
It was like on a wooden post by the water in Frontierland. Just vibing.
Mine was on the fence by like some spaces behind you, and then the, what are those cars called?
The
Tomorrowland race. Nope. What am I talking? Speedway.
Speedway.
Wow, that was a real brain fart
struggle.
Well, you haven't been in a while. We need to go.
Yeah, truly.
Okay, that was your story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean it that way.
Cool story, bro. Cool story,
idiot.
You're done talking.
I just didn't realize that you were done.
God. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was your story.
Is that your story? All right.
I know you didn't say
that. Is that it? Are you done talking? Are you finished?
Hermione tells Harry to remove the invisibility cloak because Mr. Lovebug. Lovebug. Oh my God. Mr.
Oh, it is born of this day. The 11th of November of 2024. The love bug lives in a rook.
Oh my God.
My hurry hurts. That's what I get
from being bored. Mr. Lovegood is not going to want to help Hermione and Ron, but theoretically, he should want to help Harry.
Theoretically?
Theoretically. Mm-hmm. So then she knocks, and it takes about 10 seconds for Mr. Lovegood to come and answer the door. He is barefoot, which I don't think is weird because he's in his house, but for some reason it's called out. He's wearing a stained nightshirt. His long white hair is dirty and unkempt. And he goes, "What? What is it? Who are you? What do you want?" But then he sees Harry, and he goes, "Oh." And Harry asks if they can come in, and he seems reluctant, but eventually obliges. So Xenophilia slams the door shut behind them, like, almost immediately once they're inside. And Harry thinks that this is maybe the most peculiar kitchen he's ever seen. It's a circular room, and everything in it is curved to fit the walls. So, like, the stove is curved, mm-hmm. the counters, everything, the cabinets. And everything is painted as well with flowers and insects and birds in bright primary colors. And it was very obviously Luna's style. I love this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's so cute.
Yeah.
So he tells them to come up a floor. And the next floor is the living room slash workspace. And it reminds Harry a bit of the room of requirement. Because there are piles upon piles of books and hidden objects and, like, there's just stuff everywhere. And he had, like, heard a noise when they were in the kitchen, and he assumed that Luna was up there. But when they get up there, he sees Luna, in fact, is not there. But what had been making all that noise was a big wooden object covered in magically turning cogs and wheels, and it was printing out quibblers. And Xenophilius goes over to it right away and covers it with a sheet to try to muffle the bangs and clatters. That's what Harry says, at least.
Oh, sure.
Why was he covering it? To cover what was printing.
What was he printing?
Undesirable number one, baby.
Yeah.
What a POS.
So Xenophilius asks why they came here, but Hermione immediately lets out a small cry of shock and goes, "Mr. Lovegood, what's that?" And she is pointing, or is looking, towards an enormous gray spiral horn, not unlike that of a unicorn. And he says, "It's the horn of a crumple-horned snorkack." "No, it isn't," said Hermione. And Harry is just trying to tell her, like, now is not the time, my dude.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, and they all mess with our hormones. And I know that as a mom of two, my hormone imbalance needed some help. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with only herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extract called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, like for me, having some kids. PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, Hormone Harmony can help with those things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. And guys, it definitely shows. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH, S-W-I-S-H, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, but Harry, it is.
We will die. Oh, but it is.
She says, but Harry, it's in a rumpet horn. It's a class B tradable material and is an extraordinarily dangerous thing to have in a house.
I love that she starts with a class B tradable material. Like that means anything to Harry.
I know.
Right? Right? Instead of just,
it could go boom.
Yeah, go boom. You know? And Ron, you'd think he'd stop asking her this by now, but he's like, how do you know that? Dude, you've known her for over 6 years now, right?
Why wouldn't she know that?
Everything she has ever said is based in some sort of fact. And she said that she read about it in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Of course.
Shout out to Arnie! Right? Shout out to book one.
Yeah.
Mm. And Hermione tells Mr. Lovegood that he needs to get rid of that immediately. Because
immediately!
Because it can explode at the slightest touch. I got tired of writing Lovegood or Xenophilius, so I just put Xeno in my notes.
Go for it. I don't care.
Or, you know, Lovebug.
Yeah, we should just call him Lovebug, actually.
Yeah. So Lovebug starts explaining about the Crumphorn Snorkak and Hermione tells him, no, I recognize the markings on this horn. Like, it's absolutely an Arumpin horn. And it's very dangerous. And he says he got it 2 weeks ago from, you guys are typing things and knocking my notes down.
I didn't do that. That was your wife.
Sorry, I was putting another episode title and I was going to try to figure out how to put it in, like how to say it. I was going to say we got bit by a love bug during this episode.
Meg thinks she's really funny. You are.
Gosh.
So he says he got it 2 weeks ago from a young wizard who knew of his interest in the exquisite Snorkak. It was a Christmas surprise for Luna. And he leaves it at that. Do you think this person was just trying to make a buck? Or do you think it was like...
I think it's a great way to kill him.
Yeah. Is it like pre
not
him
be tracked.
Printing undesirable number one?
I feel like it is.
It yeah. seems to like...
I think this is before the threats and the kidnapping, and I think it's just a real easy way for them to jump on how gullible he is and his quirks and kill him and have no trace of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then he asks why they're there, and Harry says they need some help. And he says, help. Yes, the thing is, helping Harry Potter, rather dangerous. Huge points for Ron in this section. Because, I know, because he stands up for Harry in a way that, like, is the Ron we know and love. And I don't care if he, like, I don't think he's trying to make up for all the, you know, decisions he's made. It's just him being the good friend that he is. So he calls him out and he's like, aren't you the one that keeps telling everyone in your magazine that it's their first duty to help Harry? Unbeknownst to him that it's being printed, you know, right next door. And he says, yeah, I've expressed that view. However, and then Ron says, that's for everyone else to do, not you personally. So he doesn't answer. And Harry gets the impression he's having a really painful internal struggle, which is 1,000% accurate. So then Hermione asks where Luna is because they could ask her what she thinks. And he doesn't answer right away. Harry describes him as like noticeably gulping, looking a little shifty. But finally he says that she's down at the stream fishing for freshwater plimpies. I thought this was like another snorkack, or what those other things called, the fuzzy things.
Oh,
Rexperts.
Yeah,
but this is a magical beast. Like this is in real. The magical world. Yeah,
it's awful looking.
It looks like, for anyone who's not seeing this picture, it looks like a puffer fish with long legs. So the Plimpy was a small, round, and magical fish with two legs ending in webbed feet. It lived in deep lakes and fed on water snails. The Plimpy was not dangerous, but would nibble on the feet and clothing of unsuspecting swimmers. So I don't know if it actually puffs up or not, but...
Nibble.
It looks pretty derpy.
It's just... Nothing about it makes sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll try to send a picture when I'm done in the thing.
I think Meg's doing
I'm
it.
I'm trying.
Thanks. So he tells them that Luna would like to see them, and he's going to go and call her and then try to help them. And knowing what we know now, this is a real shifty behavior, right? Are you okay?
What? No, her whole Discord, like, no, I thought that was Discord. She's just got a really big image of it up, and it's making me laugh.
Is that from, like, the illustrated book?
I don't know. It was the first thing that popped up when I searched it.
It's gotta be.
So he heads downstairs, and they hear the front door open and close, and Ron says, "Cowardly old wart. Luna's got it. 10 times his guts."
True.
And then Harry says he's probably worried about what'll happen to them if the Death Eaters find out I was here. And Hermione says, "Well, I agree with Ron." Whoa. Awful old hypocrite, telling everyone else to help you and trying to worm out of it himself. And for heaven's sake, keep away from that horn. I'll help him later, though. So Harry goes to look out the window while they wait, and he's looking in the direction of the burrow, thinking about Ginny. This is a very sad, isolating feeling. You've been warned. So from the book. They were closer to each other today than they had been since Bill and Fleur's wedding, but she could have no idea he was gazing toward her now, thinking of her. He supposed he ought to be glad of it. Anyone he came into contact with was in danger. Xenophilius's attitude proved that. That's so sad.
That is really sad.
And I'm sure he struggles still every day, as he has since Sorcerer's Stone, of like putting Ron and Hermione in danger.
Yeah.
Because that's Harry. Okay, ready for another bombshell?
Always.
Another rumpet horn? He turned away from the window and his gaze fell upon another peculiar object standing upon the cluttered, curved sideboard. A stone bust of a beautiful but austere-looking witch, wearing a most bizarre-looking headdress. Two objects that resembled golden-eared trumpets curved out from the sides. A tiny pair of glittering blue wings was stuck to a leather strap that ran over the top of her head, while one of the orange radishes that had been stuck to a second strap around her forehead. And Harry tells Ron to look at it, and he goes, "Fetching, surprised he didn't wear that to the wedding." And we'll talk about what this is in just a second, but I like the image of Lovebug coming back in wearing Wellington boots.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's in like a night dress. He's got described as like skinny bare legs sticking out, and then his Wellingtons.
Yeah.
Bare legs.
Yep. And he brings them a tray of what looks like tea. Turns out it's an infusion of Gertie roots. And Harry later describes it as tasting like a liquefied version of a bogey flavored every flavor bean.
Yep. Ew.
So, like, I'm picturing, for what I know from that muggle version of it, it's like gloopy and salty.
Yeah.
Why?
Isn't that what it tastes like?
Yeah.
Have never had a bogey flavored bean?
George swears he got a bogey flavored one once.
Tiffany broke.
They're salty.
Sometimes you speak, and I'm not Wait. Sure you hear what you say.
Oh, I hear.
Is that?
But not till after it's out of my mouth.
Is that what the sports beans taste like?
A little bit.
Ew.
Yeah. There's a little bit more of like a fruity flavored juice to it. It's not just like straight up salt.
Yeah.
So it masks it, but yeah, it's close.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. Any runners out there? Tiffany.
Catherine.
Oh, my God. Okay, so back to this peculiar object with the headdress on it. So Xenophilia says, you've spotted my pet invention. Modeled fittingly enough upon the head of the beautiful Rowena Ravenclaw, what beyond measure is man's greatest treasure. These are the Raxpert siphons, the ear trumpets, to remove all sources of distraction from the thinker's immediate area. Here, he pointed to the tiny wings, a billywig propeller to induce an elevated frame of mind. Finally, he points at the orange radish, the dirigible plum, so as to enhance the ability to accept the extraordinary. But this is so interesting because this is what Harry's going to be looking for later.
Mm-hmm.
Just in real form and not made of radishes and trumpets and things.
It's great foreshadowing for later on.
It is. You think right now when you're reading it, oh, it's just, you know, the love goods being love goods. And
mm-hmm. And it is Luna who takes him up to Ravenclaw Tower as well.
Mm-hmm. The thing she knows about it,
what
you
it
know?
Looks like, yeah. I love Jim Dale's voice for Xenophilius. Rowena Ravenclaw.
So he starts lying again. He says that Luna's beyond the bottom bridge and is very excited to see them. She shouldn't be too long. She's caught enough plimpies to make soup for them all.
Can't wait.
Plimpy soup and Gertie root infusion.
Plimpy soup and Gertie root.
Plimpy soup and Gertie root. Can you please get James to sing that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Finally, they get down to business. Well, said Harry, glancing at Hermione, who nodded encouragingly. Because they're asking, he finally is like, how can I help you? Because now he knows he's going to sell them out, right? So might as well help him while he can. It's about that symbol you were wearing around your neck at Bill and Fleur's wedding, Mr. Lovegood. We wondered what it meant. And he says, are you referring to the sign of the Deathly Hallows?
Sure am.
How do you like that doc making? How do you like that doc making?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Because we don't know what's going to happen next.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hold on. Brain's like, I gotta do something. You gotta do something real cool.
Oh, that's not what I wanted to play. Hold on. Oh, round of applause. No. Nope.
I wish I could hear it.
Oh, no. That was what happened.
All right. Lightning bolt round. First up,
please,
we have from Dusty Fur. Do you think, seeing as they lived so close, Arthur and Molly ever had the Lovegoods over for dinner or tea or something?
No.
I get the impression no, too, because otherwise, like, Ron would have known her more.
Yeah.
Where they lived, perhaps. Played, perhaps. I think they just didn't vibe.
Yeah.
But little did they know that Ginny and Luna are like besties. And some people even think that they are an item.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
So, wrong-o.
Sam asks, we have to pick one of these things to love.
No, if Grandpa Joe's in that list, I will riot.
It's not. He's not.
Okay.
Jacob's sibling, geraniums, or owl legs.
I have to pick something to love?
Yeah.
I'll love the geraniums.
I obviously love Jacob's sibling. What are we doing?
Yeah, Jacob's sibling.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I knew you.
Well, you thought I was going to pick geraniums?
No, and I don't blame you for not picking owl legs.
Well. Gil asked, what was Xenophilius' first thought when he saw Harry Potter at his doorstep? My ticket to Luna has arrived.
I'm dead.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I was trying to think of something off the cuff and you guys were like real.
Sorry.
He should have helped Harry in whatever way Harry need and then secretly send him off.
Yeah.
Or asked, he should have made an exchange. You help me if I help you.
Yeah.
You should have bargained for it, you fool.
Should have, would have, could have.
But he went the bad way.
Desperate,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sam asked, do you think that Xenophilius made all of the kitchen items that way, bought them that way, or used a spell to make the kitchen equipment fit the space perfectly?
Spell.
Yeah, I think a spell.
I feel like maybe the kitchen was enchanted so that when an item was put into it, it just kind of like...
Be our guest, be our guest, oh, be like our that. Guest.
Like if it enters the home, it will fit into the home.
Soup du jour.
Gil asks... Was anyone surprised by Xenophilius printing the papers at his own house? I always thought he'd at least have an office, considering lots of copies of the Quibbler are printed and distributed.
What's a lot, though? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me because it's like a tabloid.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
It's very much a passion project.
Yeah.
And I also feel like other people, just based on how the love goods are treated, would be like, I'm not printing this rubbish. Even though it's not all rubbish,
I think he probably prints just enough.
Yeah,
maybe even more since he started like on being on Harry's side.
I mean, if you're a wizard,
be a wizard.
You can have an unlimited supply of paper and ink, right?
True. Yeah, because you can just magic some more.
Yeah, it's not food.
Oh, it's not part of Gamp's law.
Nope.
Why is this sweating?
I don't know.
Thinks you're hot. Yeah,
that's right.
This is interesting. Destifer asks, have you ever been served something disgusting at someone's house? And if yes, how did you react?
Megan made toad in a hole last year. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
It wasn't disgusting.
I know that it was bad, though.
It
didn't taste bad. It was just
It just was wrong.
Meg was so sad.
I was. My mom told me, though, that there's like an Irish store relatively nearby, and I wonder if I could actually get the right sausages. Casey's? I don't know. Maybe.
Casey's sells a ton of food.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try and
we just don't have the real right sausages here, so.
I know.
I don't know.
I have, and I was just honest and said, I'm sorry, I can't eat this.
I mean,
what was it?
Collard greens.
Where? What?
Where?
Greens are good.
Brandon made them for me one time. Kayla and Brandon.
Oh, better if he doesn't listen.
And he knows.
Just kidding.
He was like, because it was when we lost Iggy. And he, I think. Aww. Because he was like, you guys said you needed comforting food. And this is what I always make for myself whenever I need comfort food. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I just want mac and cheese. And he's like, I'm not offended. It's okay.
I'm sorry. I just got thrown out of the moment because Reba just showed up on the TV and there's no more fireplace.
A single mom who works too hard to love the kids and never stops with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
The only time I remember getting served something I really didn't
like. Why is it playing?
I don't know. I remember not liking it so much. I just didn't eat a lot of it. And unfortunately that moment, that person got really upset that I didn't like it.
I think I've just turned down a bunch of seafood.
Do I know?
No.
Oh. Was that before me?
Yeah.
You know nothing before her. Do you understand
me? I mean, I agree with you. Nothing. I agree with you.
Was the person who was upset who I would expect it to be?
No.
Oh.
Drama.
Was it Jimmy?
No.
Was it Jimmy?
Not Jimmy. The only meal Jimmy and I shared was popcorn and Skittles.
That's great.
Yeah, and he spilled them everywhere.
Yep.
What an idiot.
I know.
All right, last question. One more question. Mac energy. A bit off topic, but I've been into Goodreads lately. Can you guys rate the Harry Potter books 1 through 5 stars? Are they all 5 stars to you?
Yeah.
I think that they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give them all five stars.
I'm also incredibly easily pleased. But I do genuinely think they're all 5 star reads.
Yeah, I think legitimately.
Yeah.
All 5 stars.
She said slay, same.
Slay.
Slay, baby.
Slay.
All right, discourse. Katie Petrus. Crows are basically flying nifflers.
You made Discord?
I did.
I'm really proud of you.
I'm really proud of me,
that's
too.
That's so cool.
They are. They like shiny things.
Oh, yeah.
They'll like collect shiny things. And then if you befriend one, they'll bring you shiny stuff.
I want a crow.
I know.
That's a witch thing to do, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm a witch.
You
weech.
Could have a familiar.
Oh, yeah.
I would a pick. I'm a weedler.
Weedler. I would pick a black cat, but I wouldn't be as sad with a crow.
I just really hate most birds. God. Sorry.
Birds are so funny. You ever watch a bird run?
Like, that's. Well, why do they do that, man?
That's fantastic.
Every time I look wings. At a bird and it's running, I think it's stupid.
It's a dinosaur, Megan.
It's got wings.
Sometimes.
Why are you running across the road?
Sometimes they don't want to use them.
Maybe well, that's tired. What happens whenever grouses run across the road in Scotland and then I hit it.
That was sad.
And it goes.
Like a you problem.
They're dumb. Gil, I still want a t-shirt sold on the Swish and Flick website that says Jacob's sibling and has a picture of Jacob Black on it.
It's funny you say sure. that. It's been talked about.
Katie did design one, kind of. Sarker, in my head, Mr. Lovegood, or Mr. Lovebug, and Mr. Malfoy are long-lost blonde twin brothers.
Yes, headcanon.
That'd definitely really funny. Not identical.
No, but do you remember that game we played at LeakyCon where we had to ship two people?
Yes.
Were they shipped?
I had to defend why Lucius Malfoy and Gilderoy Lockhart would make an item.
Oh, yeah, that was
funny.
And
I said that they would spend their time shampooing their hair together.
I forgot about that. That was great.
Oh, my God.
All right, give me that fan story.
Yes. All right, this comes from Everlyn. Thank you for phonetically spelling your name. Hello, Swish and Flick. I've been wanting to send you guys this for ages. My name is Everlyn, and I'm so sorry my Potter story is really long. Everlyn.
It's not that long.
Don't apologize.
It's good. It's all good.
I started my Potter journey in the winter of 2018. I knew about the Harry Potter series, but didn't want to read or watch it and thought I would never like it. But boy, was I wrong. It was a cold, wet winter's day, and I wanted something to do, so my mom suggested watching Potter. I went along with it, although it was only because I was very bored. But towards the end, I started to actually enjoy it. My mom had the old versions of 1 through 4 of the book, so she gave me them, and I read the first one very quickly. After the first book, I wanted to watch the next movie, but my mom insisted I read the books first.
You've got a good mom.
I read 2 and 3 in about a month, but then I watched the movies as I was shocked about how much wasn't in them.
Mm.
I went on reading 4, but it took a long time for me to read at the time. I asked for the next books for Christmas and got them. I went on reading, watching until I finished Half-Blood Prince. I never wanted a series I loved so much to end, so I waited ages to read 7. I read the first 3 over and over for a while before finally reading 7. I was sobbing for hours when Lupin, Tonks, Dobby, and Fred died. I tried to get my brother into Harry Potter, and he loves all the movies but won't read any of the books, unfortunately. More recently, I've discovered podcasts on my phone and knew I wanted to listen to people who shared hobbies and interests. That's when I stumbled upon you guys. Never in my life have I had so many questions for some people, but I'll save them for now. I also recently moved schools and none of my old friends were going there. I found it a very long bus ride and got bored easily, so I listened to you and had new friends in my phone.
Aww.
Now I have lots of good friends at my school and have you guys too. Mm. Thank you so much for making my Potter experience 100 times better.
That's so cute.
Favorite character, Remus Lupin or McG.
Both great options.
Mm-hmm. Favorite book, Prisoner of Azkaban. House, Ravenclaw. Second house, Gryffindor. Patronus is a Borzoi.
Wait, are those the long dogs?
Yes.
Now I'm so jealous because I've been following one on Instagram. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they're so cute.
She calls them noodles.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wand, unicorn, tail, hair, 10 3/4 inches, Laurelwood. Don't let the muggles get you down, Everlyn.
Thank you, Everlyn.
Thank you.
You're so sweet. Why would you apologize for a story like that?
So awesome.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Oh, I need to find the Instagram because you're going to want to follow. It's like literally the best thing.
Wait, you showed me some stuff from that dog.
I love it.
I followed them.
They're so funny.
I followed them for us.
Thank you. Who wants a joke? Obviously me. Which side of a Niffler has more hair?
The butt.
The outside.
Shut up!
Oh my god.
Shut up!
If you'd like to follow your hosts on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Petrus Family, and Tiff is on Instagram at TiffSwish_Flick. We finally got a bingo! Oh, wait, wrong one. Applause. A Mac Energy Gryffindor.
Yeah, yeah.
And the House Cup standings are...
Heck yeah.
Gryffindor in first, Ravenclaw in second, Slytherin in third, and Hufflepuff in fourth.
Gryffindor's showing up, though.
Mm-hmm.
For now. It's pretty early.
That was menacing. For now. What are you going to do?
I don't know. You'll find out.
You pop them off and I'll do the skinning.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Hold on.
What?
Wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is it 101 Dalmatians?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
I knew that.
Thank you. I was like, I knew that.
Yeah, I knew it, but I didn't think I knew it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, for people listening, the Instagram handle of the Borzoi I follow, it's called Cleo Long Legs. C-L-E-O Long Legs.
No spaces.
No spaces. Cleo is a chaos worm. She's a silken windhound. Abby is a void horse, a Borzoi. Marcy is a void horse in training and is also a Borzoi. And they're honestly like it's the greatest account. Like I love good boy Ollie, who's a 10-year-old chocolate lab in the UK, but I love Cleo Longlegs too. It's just so good. All right.
What's this episode for? Mr. Lovebug.
Mm-hmm.
Getting bit by the good old love bug.
I don't really want Zeno to bite me.
No. I mean, it could be anybody. It's just their love
bug. Mr. Lovebug, wait and see. Oh, yeah. Is there a Horcrux in the mail for me? That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Chocolate, my boys.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.